From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the overhaul of the nation's healthcare system that he's advocating would address what a new White House survey finds is a disparity between what small and large businesses must pay for employee health insurance.
Because they lack the bargaining power that large businesses have and faced higher administrative costs per person, small businesses pay up to 18% more for the very same health insurance plans, costs that eat into their profits and get passed on to their employees. As a result, small businesses are much less likely to offer health insurance.
Mr. Obama, in his weekly radio and internet address, said the status quo is unsustainable. Congress is considering measures to allow small businesses to choose from a wide range of plans and to qualify for tax credits to help pay for health insurance costs. But Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers says the GOP's health care proposal is much friendlier to small businesses than the Democratic legislation now before the House.
Our plan lets small businesses purchase health insurance for employees at a lower cost. And for those who are uninsured now, it offers affordable choices. It reforms regulations so insurance companies compete for your business, and you can shop around for the best coverage and price.
McMorris Rogers gave the Republicans' weekly address today. Iraqi Kurds went to the polls in their self-ruled northern area to elect a regional president and members of parliament today. An estimated 70% of eligible voters cast ballots. The BBC's Jim Muir has more.
Voting was extended by an hour to ensure that everybody had a chance to cast their ballots. In many areas, the turnout was reported high. Officials at one station in Sulaymaniyah said nearly 80% of those registered had voted, and even higher figures were quoted from elsewhere. There have been no reports of violence, but the reform movement, which calls itself simply Change, said that its observers had been expelled from all the polling stations in Duhok province in the west. It said there were systematic voting irregularities there and in Erbil as well.
The BBC's Jim Muir. U.S. and Mexican authorities have a suspect in custody in connection with the killing of a Border Patrol agent near San Diego this week. From member station KPBS, Amy Isaacson has more.
Authorities say Border Patrol agent Robert Rosas was shot to death while tracking a group of people who were supposedly trying to sneak across the border in a rugged area east of San Diego. Mexican authorities say they detained a man hiding in the brush nearby about 4 hours after Rosas died. They say the man had a gun. Ballistics tests are underway to see if the weapon matches the crime. Mexican officials say about a week before Agent Rosas was killed, there was a shootout between Border Patrol agents and alleged smugglers along the same stretch of border. Mexican authorities say smuggling in the area has become increasingly violent as groups vie for the territory. However, American Border Patrol officials say human smuggling has decreased on the U.S. side in that particular area.
This is NPR News. Protesters gathered in New York and dozens of other cities around the world today to call on the government of Iran to end its crackdown on opposition supporters and to release hundreds of people rounded up during demonstrations following that country's disputed presidential election. Today's protests were organized by the groups Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. Alberto Contador of Spain has all but locked up the Tour de France title, holding on to the leader's yellow jersey after today's mountain stage. Lance Armstrong is in third place in advance of tomorrow's largely ceremonial final stage. Elner Beardsley reports from Paris that barring a spill or accident, the order of finish is not likely to change.
Lance Armstrong held on to third place in the grueling climb up Mont Ventoux in Saturday's next-to-last stage of the Tour. The seven-time champion finished the stage in fifth place within seconds of the four top riders. Spaniard Juan Manuel Garate won the stage, and lead rider Contador came in fourth, just 3 seconds in front of Armstrong. The 103-mile 20th stage took riders through the region of Provence from the town of Montélimar to the legendary summit of Mont Ventoux. Contador proved impervious to a series of attacks launched by Andy Schleck of Saxo Bank, who remains in second place.
Regardez Lance Armstrong, extrêmement serein, concentré.
Sportscasters marveled at Armstrong's power and determination against adversaries a decade younger than him. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Nortel Network says it has agreed to sell its wireless assets in North America to Sweden's Ericsson for just over $1 billion. Nortel auctioned off its wireless business yesterday. The company sought bankruptcy protection back in January and said then it was planning to liquidate its business. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.